Welcome to Shomar Shabbat on the Daf, where I'm Psachim Daf Lamed Hey. I'm recording this as Asar Betev is coming in. This is the date of the Yortzeit of Merebi, Ramoy Shapir, Zechetzai Yivracha. So we're going to be saying Advar Torah in his name, and this should serve as a ilui for his neshama. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, a few lines below the Mishnah, tells us that only Dvarim HaBoyim Lidei Chimutz can be a matzah. Matzah can be created only from ingredients that could become chametz. If they cannot become chametz, they cannot become matzah either. The simple understanding is that if you don't have the challenge, you can become something greater. As the Sifrei Chassidus explained over here, we mentioned so many times in this shiurim that a chametz is equivalent to yetzer hara. In order for a person to grow, he needs to overcome the yetzer hara. If you do not have a challenge, you can't go to the next level. And through a challenge, through that friction that a person has, that say becomes greater and bigger. Only through the challenges of Yetzer Hara, a person grows. So that's the idea that only something that could become chametz, meaning it has the potential of the downfall, and has to overcome the challenge not to become chametz, you have to do it quickly within 18 minutes, that thing, that item can become a matzah, and this is the remez to the person who only through challenges he can grow. But my Rebbe added to this another explanation. He said in the Shiurim of the Haggadahs of Rabbi Bar Chana in Bo Basra, which I'm working right now to put out, and Be'ez Hashem will be published within the next year. So he said over there the following. The Vilna Gaon on the Haggadahs of Rabbi Bar Chana says that the depth of Yetzer Hara is not only the Yetzer Hara as a challenger, but the Yetzer Hara itself has some attributes, some qualities that a Yetzer Tov does not have. And that is the power of passion. When a person does something good, when you look around, someone does a mitzvah, it's very difficult when you're doing a mitzvah or when you're learning Torah Lishma to have the same passion like someone who's running to do an Aveira, who's running to go and do something wrong. The power of the passion, of the eagerness, of the enthusiasm to run to something, that the Yetzer Hara is much greater than the Yetzer Tov. My Rebbe added to that the Chazal Sefer HaZoyar that tells us that we will need the Yetzer Hara of Arayas, Lasid Lavoi, because the Yetzer Hara of Arayas gives us Chamidu D'Araisa, gives us that Taiva to learn Torah. The source of every desire, the source of every passionate move is all coming from this Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Tov doesn't have that. You need the Yetzer Hara for that. And this is what the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samech Tes, tells us, that when they build Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, so then they try to take away the Yetzer Hara of Arayas, and when they did that, they couldn't find an egg the next morning. Because if you don't have that desire, you don't have that passion, you're missing something that is needed for Kiyum Olam. And the same thing works with Torah. What gives the passion for something is the Yetzer Hara only. And that's the Pshat and the Pasuk in the end of the creation of Shamayim V'aretz. It says, Vayar Elokim is kolosh ha'osa, v'inei toiv me'oid. So Chazal tell us, toiv is Yetzer Tov, me'oid is Yetzer Hara. When you attach the Yetzer Hara to the Yetzer Tov, you use the qualities of the Yetzer Hara, that's toiv me'oid. You need to add, you need to put together both sides. And this goes back to the concept that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, he didn't create anything levatola. The Yetzer Hara is not levatola, not only because the Yetzer Hara is a challenger, but the Yetzer Hara joins the Adam in his avoida, and he can use what he has to get in a much higher way. If you take the Yetzer Hara and use that, he gets a higher place. So my Rebbe said that's also Pshat in the Gemara that tells us the Makos Shabbal Yitshuva Eindim Tzadikim Gemurim Einem Yuchim Lamoid. That a person, a Baal Tshuva, could get to a higher level of tzaddik, because a Baal Tshuva does also have chait with him. So he also knows that he used the Yetzer Hara. When you use the Yetzer Hara for good, you get to higher places, because you use that passion, that drive, the enthusiasm the Yetzer Hara has, you get to higher places and someone doesn't have it. So my Rebbe concludes that's the Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara that tells us that only something which should be machmitz, that could become a matzah, you need to have in you. You need to have also the concept of chametz. You need to have the Yetzer Hara in there in order to become a real matzah. Only something that has the ability to become chametz, meaning that it has the bad engraved in it, that can go and become to the absolute good, can become a toiv me'oid, can use that part for gedusha as well. You need to have that ability, you need to have that tool as well in order to become a matzah. A person needs to go around, look around, and try to use all the tools that he has, the good and the bad, all of them should be used for avodas Hashem. That's the message that my Rebbe taught us. In general, always use whatever you have for avodas Hashem. Anyone who wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.